Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. John 21, maybe y'all have read these verses lately, but John 21, verses 24 and 25, says, "This is the disciple who testified of these things and wrote these things down, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written in it." I'm telling you what, we have a Jesus, we have a Savior that has accomplished so much, that has done so many miracles, so many wonders. He saved all of us, and He's done things that we don't even know about yet. I just believe we're going to be for eternity listening to the things that Jesus did and seeing the things that He's done for us. But we serve a God that's full of power. We serve a God that's got more than enough. We serve a God that is full of miracles and signs and wonders. And He's doing them now for you and for me. Let's just give Jesus a hand for what He's done and what He is doing. I know you do too, but I just fall in love with Him more every day. I'm going to tell you what, He's my Savior. He's my friend. He's my Lord. Man, I just, whew, glory to God. I just wake up and I think about being down for a few seconds, and then I start thinking about Jesus and I just get back up. He's a God that nothing's impossible. Everything is possible. So anyway, he did signs and wonders. He did so many things, so many miracles, so many things that they couldn't even write them all down. And if they did, there wasn't even enough room to put the books in the world. That's a lot of things, folks. But then he goes on when he's getting ready to leave in John chapter 14, and he says this. He says, "I tell you the truth." This is Jesus talking. "Anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I have done, and even greater works than these, because I'm going to be with the Father." It says, "You can ask anything in my name." Everybody say anything. It says, "You can ask anything in my name, and I will do it." Now remember, he started this off, said, "I'm telling you the truth. You can ask anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything." Everybody say anything. Does that include what you're needing and what you're wanting and what you're desiring? Anything. "In my name, and I will do it." So God, the scripture, John not only said that Jesus did great and wonderful things, but he said, hey, he did so many things that you couldn't even write them all down. He did so many things that there wasn't even enough room to hold the books that it would take to write all the things that Jesus did. And then Jesus goes right on and says, if you believe in me, you'll be able to do the same things that I've done. And not only that, but you'll be able to do more. I got to think about that more. The world won't hold the books that it took just for him. Where are we going to put all them books when they write all that stuff down? The world won't hold the books that it would write down what he did, and we're going to do more than that. I want you to think big today. I want you to think big today. Because some of you thinking that thing you're facing, that thing you're going through, is too big. You just don't see a way. You just don't know how. That's good. Because if you don't see a way, then you'll have to trust God for His way. If you don't know how, then you'll just have to trust Him to do it. Huh? If you don't know what to do, then good. Just don't do nothing. Just trust Him. And whatever it is, take care of it. He's big enough. Are you hearing me? Is anybody here today? Is this mic working? Okay. Not too loud, is it? Okay. But then it goes on to say in Mark chapter 16, at the end he says, and the disciples, they evidently believed what he said. He said, you're not just going to be able to do what I did, but you're going to be able to do greater things than these. And evidently they believed what it says, because in 16 verse 20 it says, and the disciples went everywhere. Everybody say everywhere. Now I'm just having you say this not to bug you, but I want to get your attention. I want you to get it focused for a couple minutes here, because I don't really have a lot of time. And I want you to hear what I'm going to say, okay? But it says, the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said with many miraculous signs. What I want you to do today is I want you to understand that Jesus is working through you. See, it's easy for us to believe that God's going to do something big with Brother Hank, or God's going to do something big with Kenny, or God's going to do something big with Jerry, or something, but He's going to do something big through me. I'm just talking today about Jesus working through you. You. So evidently the disciples believed what He said, because they went everywhere and told them about Jesus. They went everywhere. Jack, how's Dad doing? Jack Senior was in the hospital last Sunday when we had service here, and they were telling him, you know, he's going to have to go on dialysis, and evidently he's going to die in a day or two. I mean, this was serious stuff, and so anyway, for some strange reason, Monday his kidneys started working, and Tuesday he got out, I guess, and he's home now wanting to go fishing, Kenny. Isn't God amazing? These signs will follow them that believe. I believe. How about you? I want you to begin today to believe that God is working through you. That Jesus is working through you. Okay? You don't need to wait for somebody else. He's with you. He's in you. He's working through you. Now, I've been talking for several weeks about our faith and what we can do with it, and probably going to talk about it several more weeks, okay? I'll try not to say the same thing over and over, but you know, God spoke to me, I believe, a few weeks or month or so back, and told me, said, if you'll begin to talk about it, I'll begin to do it. And so if we'll begin to talk about the signs and wonders, if we'll begin to talk about the miracles of God, then He will begin to do them, and we'll begin to notice that He's doing them. But not only that, miracles and signs and wonders were, they blessed God's people, but they were actually to be a supernatural advertisement. And when people start seeing that there's people going to church down there that are hearing about this Jesus guy, when they start hearing this Jesus guy will heal hearts before you have an operation, when they start hearing about this Jesus guy that'll make your kidneys start working again, when they start hearing about this Jesus guy that'll give you a job, when they start hearing about this Jesus guy that's working the things out in your life, they start seeing those signs and wonders, they're going to want to be with Jesus. They're going to want to get to know this Jesus. So I began to talk and about God and how He wants to do great things through us. And folks, you see, I want to help enhance your relationship with the Lord, your walk with the Lord. I want you to begin to realize that you have God's favor, and that you have His anointing, and that He is working through you. I want you to begin to realize that you don't have to wait for somebody else. You're enough. You can do it. You can take authority over some of these things that are happening. You say, well, Hank, I can't tackle those great big demons. Well, find yourself a little one. There's a whole bunch of them. Just find you one. Find you one your size and just kick the snot out of him. And then just go to a bigger one. Just keep going to a bigger one and a bigger one and a bigger one. Because he's getting away with things in your life and in my life that he's not supposed to be getting away with. If we listen to this, we are at the point in time where the Bible talks about the day of the Lord. Paul talked about this is going to happen in the ages to come. Let me tell you something right now. We are in those days right now. We are in the last day. We are in the ages to come. That's what Paul was talking about. We are in the day of the Lord. He's here now. He's moving now. And now's when He wants to give you some victory. Now's when He wants to be big in your life. Now's when He wants to see, to let everybody that looks at you see Him in you, and everybody will want to come to Him. We're at the point now where it's time to see the greater things than these. The greater things than these. Now, it's not hard. I want you to realize, and I want you to have faith in your faith. I want you to know that it'll work for you. I want you to know that everything's possible if you and God decide on it. There's nothing can hold you back. There's nothing can stop you but you. And I want you to begin to get that in your heart. You're just as important as anybody else is. You're just as valuable to God as anybody else is. You're just as much a danger to the devil as anybody else does. And that's why he's trying to keep you sidetracked with all this nonsense and all the stuff that's going on in your life, and trying to make you focus on those things instead of focusing on who you are in Christ Jesus. Instead of focusing on what God is doing through you and what He will do through you. He'd do anything He can to keep you from using that measure of faith that God's put in you. Because God put in you and He put in me the same faith that He's got. He just put in us the same. And I'm telling you what, when God spoke, it was. I go back to Genesis. I did that this week. I just go back to Genesis every once in a while and just read those phrases. God said, and it was. Huh? I love that. God said, and it was. Devil, God said it, and it is. It is. So I want you, out of all this, I want you to grow and realize that you're just as good as anybody else. You're just as valuable as anybody else. You're just got just as much faith as anybody else. Now, we need to strengthen our faith, and we need to let our faith grow. And the Bible tells us how we do that. Our faith grows when we start hearing. See, if you're sitting here today and you've been having some kidney troubles and you hear that God made somebody else's kidney start working, I don't know about you, but that builds my faith. If your heart's been fluttering and you've been feeling better, but hear somebody that God healed their heart, that gives me faith. Are you hearing me? You're up against it and don't know how to make ends meet, and you hear about God blessing somebody big time financially, I'm telling you what, that gives me faith. Hearing about the stories of Jesus and the good things about Jesus and what this Word says about Him, that builds my faith. It makes it stronger. It's not hard. Our faith grows and it's strengthened by us listening. By us paying attention, it strengthens and it grows the more Word we put in us and put in us and put in us. And then it grows when we begin to live our life for God. It grows when we begin to live the Word we put in there. We begin to live by that Word. And we begin to see, yes, this works and that works. And yeah, that's how this happens and that's how that works. And our faith begins to work, to grow, to be strengthened. And it's not a hard thing. You just have to decide that you're going to do it. You just make a decision. Because you can't make it grow anyway. You can just do the things that God says to make it grow, and He'll make it grow. You see, probably the one in here that thinks you're the least, you're probably the one God's going to use to do the most. The one in here that's sitting at the foot of the table, you're probably the one God's going to rise up and bring to the head of the table. You see, everything's possible with God. And it's not hard. And what we've got to realize is that this Word, the power to what we're saying, the power that's behind all this, the authority that's behind all this, is God's Word. It's His Word. And so when we begin to live our lives and we have God's Word at the center of everything in our lives, something begins to happen. You can't make it happen. I can't make it happen. It didn't happen because somebody preached a message on it. It didn't happen because you got a goosebump. It happened because there's power in the Word. You're not healed because somebody said the prayer right. You're not healed because somebody gave you a cloth. You're not healed because they did it a certain way and this way or that way. You're healed because the Word of God says you're healed. There's power in the Word. His Word works. His Word works. This is what He said in Isaiah 55. He said, "So shall..." This is God talking. If God talks, are you going to listen? Huh? I mean, a lot of these things are people telling what God told them, but I just heard this and I just heard God talking. He said, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth." How many think that might be God? "It will not return to me void, empty, or without fruit, but it will accomplish what I please. It will prosper in the things which I have sent it to do." The power is in His Word. The power is in what He said. He said, and it was. Are you hearing me? He said, if you call on the name of the Lord, if you make Him the Lord of your life, and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. He said, and you are. I love what Psalms 107:20 says. He sent His Word, and it healed them, and it delivered them from their destruction. You hear me? Oh, God, help me out of this. No, He already sent His Word. You just find the Word that applies to that thing and speak the Word to it. The Word will work. Huh? The Word will work. So I just don't know how all that works. Like, I don't either, but you just get the Word in you. The Word will work. Well, I don't know what to do. You just start speaking the Word to it. You just start proclaiming the Word to it. You just start prophesying the Word to it. You're sick, you just start find all the Scriptures you can on healing. You just start prophesying to that sickness. Because if God said it, that's the way it is. He didn't say do it for 20 minutes. He didn't say do it for 3 days. He said do it till you believe it's the truth. You can do that in 5 minutes or 20 minutes. It might take you 20 years. But until it clicks in you and you realize the power is in that Word, it's not in you, it's not in anything else, it's not in anything you can do, it's not in anything you are. No, the power is there because of who said it. You ever see a policeman? They used to say, I don't know if they say it anymore, they used to say, "Stop in the name of the law." There's authority behind His Word. He stands behind His Word. Some of us need to just grab a hold of that Word like an old bulldog and just not turn loose. Proverbs 4 tells us that His words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. What I'm telling you today is my faith. My faith isn't in how I do it. My faith isn't in what I do. My faith is in His Word. My faith is because He said it. That's why. The reason I'm able to stand up here is because He said it. Not because of me. The reason I'm able to go to heaven and not hell is because He said it. His Word said it. His Word came and He lived in the flesh and He showed us His Word. So what did Jesus tell us to do right before He left? What did He do? How did He say this thing worked? Because you see, we believe it happened way back then. We believe it could happen for them. Or we believe it could happen for Oral Roberts or Kenneth Hagin or Joyce Myers or whoever else your hero is. And we believe it could happen for them, but we don't believe it could happen for us. But I'm telling you what, Jesus wants to work through you. He wants to work through you. So what did Jesus tell us before He left? How did He say it works? John 14:10, He said, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I don't speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me. He does the work. You understand what he's saying here? He's saying here is, all I speak is what God's told me. All I say is His words. All these things haven't happened because I've said something or because I did something. All these things happen because I spoke the words of my Father. It said it's Him in me. He does the work. That ought to make it easy for us. So how did Jesus operate? You got to understand Jesus operated the same way that we're supposed to operate. He operated, he wouldn't come and do something one way if we couldn't do it. If we couldn't, I'm trying to find my scriptures here. If he said, it's hard holding this mic. He said, you're going to be able to do what I did. And not only that, but even greater things than I did. My mind can't comprehend that, but if that's the truth, then He didn't come operate one way that we couldn't operate. If He was the pattern, then He came to show us how to do it. And all the time He was here, He operated under the old covenant. He operated by speaking God's word, by speaking the prophecies, by living the prophecies, and God made the stuff happen. I wrote these down. I read them to you last week. We want to read them again. How did Jesus operate? What made it work in His life? Because if it worked in His life, it can work in my life. John 5:30, He said, I can of my own self do nothing. He didn't say, I won't. He said, I can't. You don't have these down. I didn't write these scriptures down. But John 8:26, He said, the Father that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard from Him. It says, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. John 14:10 again, then He says, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of my own, but not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. I don't speak my words, I speak His words, and it's He that does the work. See, what we need is we need to begin to develop a faith that believes in His Word. A faith that believes that His Word will work, and that it'll work for me. You can believe it'll work for me, but you need to believe it works for you. I'm not talking about a once in a while thing. I'm not talking about a stab in the dark. I'm not talking about just when you're in the middle of a crisis. Jesus walked and He said, I'm showing you how to do it. But now we not only have what He operated under, He said, you're going to be able to do the things I did. Everything He did, He operated under the old covenant. We'll talk about that later. But now you're going to do greater things than these. Why? He said, because I'm going to pay the price for a better covenant. And as good as the old covenant was, and if we see Him, it worked pretty good when you worked it right. But we got a better covenant now. We got a better covenant. In the old covenant, God said, you do and I'll do. Go through, read it. All through the Old Testament. If you do this, I'll do this. If you do... In the new covenant, He says, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Will you trust me? I'll do it. Will you have faith in me? I'll do it. Just love me with all your heart. I'll do it. It's not of works, lest any of us could boast. You just trust me, and I'll do it. I'll be a God to you, and you can be a child to me. I'll be your father, and you can be my son and my daughter. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. Somebody listen to me. If you'll quit trying so hard to do it, you'll find out it'll get done. Just trust God. You know what I've learned to say? I've learned to say, Lord, I don't know how to do this. Now I can almost hear a voice when I say that. He says, good, I'm glad you finally figured that out. Now, let me show you what I can do. So, Jesus was led by the Spirit. He spoke the words that God spoke to him through His Spirit. He spoke those things, and it was those words that He spoke, because it was God's Word, it made it happen. Well, that's good, but how does that work for us? Well, I'm glad you asked. John 14, starting in verse 25, He says, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. In other words, hear what He's saying. He said, I'm talking to you now because I'm here. I'm in the flesh. I'm talking to you. He says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things, and He will bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. You understand what He's saying here? He's saying, I'm talking to you now in the flesh, but I'm going to be talking to you a different way. I'm going to be talking to you through the One, the Helper, that's going to come. Now you're hearing me with your physical ears, but you're going to start hearing me with your spiritual ears. Need to understand, we're talking about the power of God's Word. The power of God's Word, there's a power of His written Word, but there's also a power of His audible Word. Two phases, two words. One is the Logos of the Word. The other is the Rhema of the Word. Some of you have been around a while, you hear it. Maybe some of you younger ones or new ones, you haven't heard this. But you're blessed now. You can just Google. Just Google it. And there'd be more messages than you can read, okay? So just Google. If everybody, back in our day, John, if somebody said Google, we'd have went, what? What'd they say? Logos, listen real quick here. Logos is the written Word of God. It's your book. It's your Bible. That's the Logos. The Rhema is the revealed Word of God. It's like an utterance from God to your heart. He said in John 14, 26 there that I just read, He said, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I've said to you. Now this passage, this is the Rhema Word of God. This is the revealed Word of God. The word that is spoken, the Holy Spirit delivers a message to our heart, to our spirit. That word teach there, it means to hold discourse with others in order to instruct them. It means to impart instruction, to give instruction. Are you with me? I'm talking about God spoke to us in His Word, but now He speaks to us in our spirit also. He spoke to us in His Logos. We can just quote that Logos and it'll work because there's power in it. But when He gives us revelation, when that Rhema of the God's Word comes in us, then His power comes in us. It means to explain or expound on a thing. You know what I'm saying? Partly is what I'm saying is you ever just been reading the Scripture and you're just reading it, and you might as well be reading a cookbook because it's just to go on like that. And how many's ever then picked up the book sometime and you're reading it and you read something that you've read 100 times, you went, and it just, something just happened and it would just reveal to you what it said. You went, wow, I never saw that before. You just got the Rhema. You just got it revealed to you. The Helper's coming to teach you. He's coming to give you instruction. He's coming to guide you and direct you. He's coming to tell you things. He's coming to remind you of things I've said. Are you hearing me? Now, those he was talking to then, he was to remind them of things that he had said to them. But to us, it's to remind us of the things that we've read in the Logos. Remind us of these things. We put the Word in us. We put the Word in us, and it produces something. I want you to understand what he's saying here, though. He's saying now I have spoken to you being present with you. I mean, I'm here talking to you now. But the Helper's coming, and I'm still going to be able to talk to you, only it's going to be a different way. Now, I'm doing this a lot faster than I thought I'd have to, but that's okay. We'll visit it some more, but I want you to begin to understand this. I want you to look at a couple verses in 14, verse 30. Jesus said this. He said, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. And let's arise and go from here. He's talking here. He's saying, now I'm talking, but I'm I can't talk anymore right now. In verse 31, I already read that. But in John chapter 16, he goes on and says this. Now, I want you to understand. See, because I have people all the time, and I even hear it from time to time on TV, but they say, I've had them ask me, you mean God talks to you? Well, of course he does. I mean, we always want to defend, oh, well, no, now he does, because we don't think we're crazy. If you want to think I'm crazy, think I'm crazy. But yes, God talks to me, and he talks to you. I want you to begin to understand that I'm speaking to you now, but I'm going to speak to you in the future. I'm going to still communicate with you, except now the communication's going to be better. Folks, when Jesus went to the cross and died, communication with God didn't stop. It got better. That was one of the reasons that he did what he did, so we could be back in connection, so that we could have access once again to our Father. So we could have access to the God that spoke this stuff into existence, to the God that gave His creation dominion over everything, so that we could come back into the place that we had lost when man sinned, so that through Christ Jesus, the second Adam, we could come back and we could live that experience. We gained access to the Father, and we gained the same kind of access to him that Jesus had. Now, if you can just catch that, don't try to understand it all yet. Just catch it. You begin to understand then why he raised Jesus up and seated him at his own right hand, and he raised us up too, and he seated us with Christ. He gave us access. Read John chapter 16, verse 12. He says. Now catch this. He said, I still have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. Now catch what he's saying here. He's saying, I still have a bunch of things that I want to tell you, but you can't handle it yet. You can't receive it yet. Are you with me? He says, verse 13, he says, but... when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, I can't talk to you now. I can't tell you. I got some things so deep, so heavy. I got some things so big I want to tell you, but I can't tell you yet because you can't handle them because you haven't been born again yet. But, when the Helper comes, when he comes, what does he say? He'll guide you into all truth. He'll not speak of his own authority, but But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And all things that the Father has are mine. So I say it again to you, he'll take what's mine and give it to you. Folks, I want you to begin to understand, if you will. We can walk with God, and we can hear God, and we can trust what we hear. And when we hear what he says and act on what he says, then something happens. We've got to somewhere, Christians. Somewhere we've got to begin to realize, hold it. Hold it. I'm not talking to the man upstairs anymore. No, now I and he are one, because through Jesus, Jesus and him are one. And that was his prayer, Father, that they might be one just like we are one. And I want you to begin to understand, you are a force of God walking on this earth. Well, I just wish I could hear God. You can. And you are. But sometimes we're so busy talking, we don't listen. Sometimes we get so busy telling everybody how, we don't even know how ourselves. Sometimes we're so busy focusing on all the things the devil's trying to pop up in our path that we're not paying attention to the things God's trying to tell us. Is anybody hearing me? You can walk, and you can talk, you can hear, you can talk the things of God. You walk with him. His favor is on you. His anointing is in you. His presence is in you. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost, Paul said. Somebody'd say, well, how do I know if it's the Lord, Brother Hank? We'll try it and see. How do I know that that's what he's telling me? Well, try it. Well, but what if it isn't him? Then it won't work. That's not hard. Huh? Oh, we're so afraid to fail that we're so afraid somebody will see us. Well, you're going to keep being that way till you get rid of that pride. This stuff isn't working because I'm something. This stuff is working because Jesus is something. If you're afraid to let somebody see you stumble or make a mistake, just keep on holding on to that pride, and you'll just keep. But it'll work out of you eventually. Eventually, just keep trying. It's okay. God's not mad at you. He loves you. He just looks down and says, Hank, one of these days you quit being so stupid, and then we'll be able to do some of these big things. What if it didn't him? What if it does? Well, if it didn't him, it won't work. Because if God speaks something to you and you do it, it'll work every time. Now listen to me. Well, I prayed and God just didn't do it. No, God does what he says. The problem isn't on God's end. The problem's on my end. If I will hear him and do what he says, it'll work every time. Now think about that. How many of you are like me? We got some work to do. We got some adjusting to do. Huh? That's okay. That's what this walk is all about. We're all works in progress. I try to do what God said to do, and it doesn't work that way. And I back up and I say, okay, God, where did I mess up? What did I do wrong? Sometimes you don't do anything wrong. We'll get to that maybe next week. Sometimes it's just that you just need to stand, and you just need to believe. But you understand what I'm saying, man? If I touch this burner over here and it burns my finger, I learn I'm not touching that sucker next time. If I do this and it doesn't work, now that one didn't work out too good. So maybe let's recalculate. Like your GPS will tell you. Are you hearing me? If I do what he says, it'll work because he said it. Now, what does that scripture mean when it says he'll tell you things to come? You know what? I'm convinced that every situation I find myself in, God already knew about that situation before I got in it. Every time I find myself in a jam or in a challenge, God already knew about that. And when I go back and look, he already told me things not to do and things to do. And I didn't listen to the things I should have listened to, and I did the things I shouldn't have listened to. And I catch myself over here somewhere, and I'm in the jam, and I'm going, Father, help me out of this. Now I'm praying different. I'm saying, Father, help me hear better next time. Are you hearing me? And it's not a bad thing, because we're all works in progress. Is anybody hearing me? God wants us to have a relationship with him. I'm going to end this with Acts 10:38. But God wants us to have a relationship with him. And I got to cut this off now. Is some of this stuff I'm saying helping anybody? Would you rather go back to some of the stuff for a while, some of the kindergarten stuff, and let's learn how to not do the stuff we already know we're not supposed to do, or would you rather just let the Holy Spirit take us to the next level? That's easy for me to say. It's just hard for me to do. See, and. And every time I say that, then a few days later, I'm going, man, I don't know if I wish I'd have said that or not. Because to go to the next level, you get stretched, and you get tried, and you get, if it wasn't that way, you wouldn't have to use faith to get there. But I want you to begin today to realize, I want you to have a confidence that you walk with God, and that he's in you. When you get up every morning, if you can start working at it. Start the first thought that comes to your mind. Start going, Father, every place I go today, you've already been there. You know everything I'm going to face. You know everyone I'm going to talk to. I'm believing you to work mightily through me, Jesus. Now, to some of us, we think that's shooting lightning and getting spooky. And no, because see, if that's your purpose, then God will speak to you, and you'll be thinking about him, and you'll be trying to hear him, and you'll hear him. And you'll not only avoid some of the things that you would have faced had you not started that way, you'll not only avoid some of them, and some of the ones that you face, you'll have the answer and you'll be able to go through, because he'll tell you things to come. He'll tell you stuff before it happens. He'll tell you, the Holy Spirit will tell you, he'll send a message to your heart and tell you what he heard Daddy say. That's how Jesus operated. He said, that's how you'll operate. And I want you to begin to realize, hold it, can you comprehend what would happen if every one of us that was here today would begin tomorrow, wake up that way? Can you imagine all the people that we would help? Can you imagine all the signs that would follow us that we didn't even know they followed us? All the times we walked in on these people and they were discouraged, and we said something to them and encouraged them. We said something to them, or we prayed for them, or we, all these things that we face. God says, Jesus says, I want to work through you. I mean, it would be good enough just for me to avoid some of the things that I'm going to mess up anyway. Anybody here like to stay out of some of the jams before you get in them? And we'll talk about here in a little bit more here, but this is the picture God has of us. This is what the apostles said about Jesus. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to be one of those people that's anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. And I'm going to go and I'm going to do all the good I can do. And I'm going to let Jesus work through me and set free everybody I get around that the devil has oppressed. You say, well, you're sounding awful. That's awful optimistic, Hank. Well, let me ask you something. Will you be able to do more for the Lord? Will He be able to do more through you if you start off thinking that way instead of starting off thinking the way you're thinking? Oh, I don't even want to get up today, God. Oh, if I just sleep a little longer. Oh, I just hate to go to work. I just hate this job. I wonder what's going to happen today. 80% of people listening to me right now, you wake up and fear has already gripped your heart in the night through a dream or through something. And you wake up afraid to face the day. What's going to happen when we start thinking the other way? Huh? Okay, let's sing a song. Everybody stand. I just need one or two of you to catch this. Okay, so whichever one you are, just let the Holy Spirit turn your light on and just shine everywhere you go. I want you to walk with a confidence in God, and knowing that God's using you, He's with you, He's walking with you, He's speaking to you. I want you to realize this week, this is your assignment for this week. I want you to realize every place you step, you're a miracle waiting to happen. Every place you step, you're the answer. Every situation you find yourself in, everybody you come up on that's troubled, everybody you come up on that's got a problem going on in their life, you're their light. You're the ambassador. You're the representative. You're the one that Jesus wants to shine through to help them and to touch them. And when you start thinking that way, you'll be going through life and you'll turn around and you go, oh, I forgot about all the things that I was needing. I forgot about all the things that was going on in my life. Look, they all kind of took care of themselves. Well, hope I said something that'll help you. Somebody's here today, and I don't know. I hope you're the one. If you're the one, why don't you just tell God kind of right now, just say, I'm the one, God, I volunteer. I just need one or two of you to hear this. And I promise it'll spread like wildfire. Huh? We won't be worried about she did this or he did that or how come they're not noticing me or how come this or how come no, your flame will burn so strong you won't even care about any of that other stuff. Somebody here, you say, well, I don't even really know what you've been talking about, Hank. I just know I got troubles, and I just know I'm not saved. I don't even know this Jesus you've been talking about. And if that's you, you know, the Bible says all you got to do is receive Him by faith. Matter of fact, if that's you right now, why don't everybody do it? If that's you right now, why don't you say, Jesus? Everybody say this, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. You died for my sins. I receive that price. I ask you to forgive me. I want to live for you. I can't do it without your help. But I know I got your help. Thank you for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, if you spoke that with me in a minute, something happened in you. We're going to sing one verse here. And if you did that, I want you to come down. I want to give you some information, and we want to pray with you. Maybe you're here and you've lived for God, but you just kind of got away and you say, I just kind of want to rededicate my life. I just kind of want to get started back. I want this life you're talking about. And if that's you, you come on down. Somebody here, maybe you've been saved, but you've never been baptized. Maybe you have been baptized, but God's dealing with you about getting baptized in water. If that's you, come on down. Come on down. Maybe you're here and you need to be filled with the Spirit. If that's you, come on down. Somebody pray with you. Whatever you need. Maybe you just need somebody to agree with you and pray with you about something. But if you need something, you come. And if you prayed that prayer, or if you want to be saved, you come. We'd like to pray with you.
Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I am.
If you need to come, come. And if you don't, just praise the Lord for a second. Just tell Him how much you love Him. Just tell Him how good He is. Just thank Him for His goodness. Just thank Him for all He's doing in your life. You're so good, Father. You're so good, Jesus. We love You. We praise You. We worship You, Lord. Thank You for being big in our life. Thank You for saving us. Thank You for being with us. And we just want You to know today that we love You. We love You because You're so good. God is good, and He loves you. And thank you all for being here today and listening to me. Started off a little cramped and a little, feeling uneasy because I had to hold a mic. But I just believe for the Holy Spirit to take something I said and make it alive, give you the rhema of it in your heart. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. So Holy Spirit, right now we ask You, help us know, help us learn what we just heard. And we give You all the praise and all the credit and all the glory. Hey, I speak His blessings into your life. I believe this week God's doing big things.